This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. The legislative special session to address the $215 million budget hole begins at 1:30 on Monday. Speaker Charles McCall says a proposal to raise the cigarette tax will be put on the floor during the special session. Senate President Pro Tem Mike Schulz is confident the Senate will pass it. Now, because it would raise taxes, that would take approval by three-fourths of the members. Sean, that seems to be a logical fix. Why might that not happen?
Well, I believe there are a couple of reasons why it might not happen. First of all, there are a number of Republicans, particularly in the House, who have taken a no new taxes stance. We saw that during the regular session where they were able to kill a number of bills in the House in particular. The other issue is lobbying. The tobacco companies, of course, oppose an increase, particularly an increase of this size, in the cigarette tax. So they are likely to already be lobbying against it.
Will House Democrats support raising the cigarette tax?
Some of them will. During the regular session, House Democrats were allowed to vote their conscience, vote their constituency on the issue. And if you look at the votes on the cigarette tax bills, you see that some of them voted for it. However, most of them voted against it, and that's because they want to see other tax increase measures considered, particularly the gross production tax and perhaps an increase in the income tax on higher earners.
Speaker McCall also favors tapping existing cash. How much is available and where does that come from?
$80 million would be available. A portion of that is money that was carried over from the prior fiscal year, and the remainder of that would come from the rainy day fund, money which could be accessed in order to address a current year budget problem.
Is a budget problem or a budget failure, not a revenue failure, an appropriate use of rainy day funding?
Well, several years ago, the legislature was asked that very question. As a result of the Great Recession, for example, we had a large rainy day fund balance, but lawmakers could not tap it to address current year revenue problems. They asked the voters to consider a constitutional amendment that would allow them to do that. And in fact, that was approved. Now, the question you ask, though, is a budget problem versus a revenue problem. This is a problem of their own making. They passed Senate Bill 845, the tobacco cessation measure, which was ruled unconstitutional by the court. The answer to your question in terms of a budget problem that they created will have to be answered by the lawmakers themselves. We're beginning to hear there's some reluctance in the governor's office and in the Senate in tapping available cash, including the rainy day fund money, so they may be beginning to answer that question.
Funding cuts to agencies are always on the table. Are any other revenue-raising measures being considered?
There has been talk of expanding Indian gaming, but that seems to be falling by the wayside. Senate President Pro Tem Mike Schulz has been very emphatic in saying that the cigarette tax proposal is well vetted, and he believes that the Senate would approve it. And House Speaker Charles McCall has said that the cigarette tax will be put to a vote, but no one's mentioning any other specific revenue-raising measures.
Sean, how broad can legislative work be during the special session?
They are limited in what they are supposed to consider. The governor, in putting out her call for the special session, asked them to address the $215 million shortfall, to look at other long-term budget solutions. She also asked them to address teacher pay and then to consider an amendment to House Bill 2433. That was the motor vehicle sales tax provision. It was passed without any sort of exemptions. That means that it applies to big rigs that sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that would be detrimental to that industry.
The per-day cost to taxpayers of the special session is about $30,000. What is the shortest length of time the session must last?
If they fail to consider a revenue-raising measure, such as the cigarette tax or any other tax increase, they could get the work done in 5 days. But under the Constitution, as we've heard in the court cases that have been argued, the legislature cannot pass a revenue-raising measure in the final 5 days. The Constitution does not differentiate between regular sessions and special sessions. So in order to pass a revenue-raising measure, they would have to meet at least 5 days beyond that day when the revenue-raising measure was passed.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
That's Capital Insider. Thanks, Sean. And we'll have a lot more on the legislative special session in our Capital Insider Extra podcast available on iTunes, including an explainer of what will happen over the next several days during the Oklahoma special session. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.